Gracias, señor.
Thank you, Vice President. We thank the distinguished High Commissioner for the report. We reiterate Bolivia's support to your work and to that of your team. We would like to underscore your leadership over recent years, particularly with reoccurring crises. This has brought many human rights challenges for countries the world over. We agree with the report regarding progress made in Bolivia under President Arce is making in human rights, particularly in environment, climate change, the fight against gender-based violence, the fight against racism and all forms of discrimination, our judicial reform, etc. This is all progress aimed at repairing human rights abuses from when Bolivia suffered a coup d'etat. We have been implementing our own social, economic, community productive model. We have gone back to the path of social policies and productive policies that are in step with the norms and standards and recommendations in the human rights field. According to World Bank data from 2022, we are leading the region in economic forecasts. On-site verifications of human rights protections undertaken by the High Commissioner's office requires a great deal of political will. China wishes, we wish to underscore for having received the High Commissioner, these visits should be conducted with a spirit of constructive dialogue and a respect for each state in respect of their individual conditions in order to improve the protection and enjoyment of human rights. We call upon professionalism in these visits be respected to avoid double standards, political pressure, and an interference into domestic matters. The Office of the High Commissioner should continue to focus its work on an analysis of the inequalities arising from the pandemic. This continues particularly in the South and developing countries, and this has led to inequity, discrimination, racism, and an impact on economic, social, and cultural